bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
On What Has Now Been Sown by Dr. Carol Geisler, based on the hymn of the same title, found on page 921 in the Lutheran Service Book for Sunday, February 16th, 2020. On what has now been sown, thy blessing, Lord, bestow. The power is thine alone to make it sprout and grow. Do thou in grace the harvest raise, and thou alone shalt have the praise. O grant to each of us, now met before thee here, may meet you thus when thou and thine appear, and follow thee to heaven our home. E'en so, amen, Lord Jesus, come. Jesus often used stories of the soil, seeds and fruit, planting and harvesting, to teach his lessons about the kingdom of God. In his parable of the sower, a farmer scatters seed over a path, on rocks, among thorns, and in good, rich soil, where the seed grows and bears fruit. As Jesus explains to his disciples, the seed is the word of God, and the soil represents those who hear the word. Whenever we gather for worship, the seed of the word is scattered among us as we hear the scripture lessons, listen to the word as it is taught in the sermon. The seed may be scattered out of hymns that celebrate the story of our salvation. We hear the words of our Lord in his Holy Supper. We are the soil on which the seeds fall. Our hymn is a prayer, asking God to bless the seed of the word that was planted in worship. It's a prayer that he might graciously make it sprout and grow and raise a harvest to eternal life. As the Apostle Paul explains in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says different individuals, for example, pastors and teachers, they will plant and nurture the seed, but it is only God who gives the growth. In the soil of hearts made receptive by the Holy Spirit, the seed of the word thrives and bears fruit. All of this seed scattering, this planting and growth, happens because of one single seed. A grain of wheat fell into the earth and died so that it might bear fruit. This is how Jesus spoke of his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead as the first fruits of a harvest of life and a resurrection to come. See John chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. As soil made receptive by the power of the Spirit, you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God, rooted deeply in Christ Jesus. You grow and thrive, joined to the true vine. You bear fruit, the fruit of love and service that brings glory to God. In our hymn, we pray that all who received the word of the Lord in our worship will meet again together at the final harvest when Jesus returns to gather us to himself. Until that day, we pray that the Lord of the harvest will continue to send out his workers, such as pastors, teachers, missionaries, send them out into the ripening fields. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray to him. Lord of the harvest, bless the teaching and hearing of your word. By the power of your Spirit, cause the seed of the word to bear in our lives the fruit of love and service. Amen.